Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter Number 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, Text Number 1.
Shri Rajuvacha Katito Vamsha Vistaro Bhavata Soma Surya Yoho Ragnam Chobhaya Vamshyanam Charitam Paramadbhutam.
King Parikshit said, "My dear Lord, you have elaborately described the dynasties, of both the moon god and the sun god with the exalted and wonderful character of their kings." Purport. At the end of the ninth canto, 24th chapter, Shukadeva Goswami summarized the activities of Krishna. He spoke of how Krishna had personally appeared to reduce the burden of the earth, how he had manifested his pastimes as a householder, and how soon after his birth, he had transferred himself to his Brajabhumi Lila. Parikshit Maharaj, being naturally a devotee of Krishna, wanted to hear more about Lord Krishna. Therefore, to encourage Shukadeva Goswami to continue speaking about Krishna and give further details, he thanked Shukadeva Goswami for having described the activities of Krishna in brief. Shukadeva Goswami had said, "Jato gata pratir grihad varam editarto hatva ripun suta shatani kritorudaraha utpadyate shupurusha kratubhi samije atmanam atma niganam pratayanjaneshu." The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, known as Lila Purushottam, known as what? Appeared as the son of Vasudev, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan. Went where? To expand his loving relationships with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dwarka. Where?
Dwarka.
Where, according to Vedic principles, he married many wives. How many?
Many.
Exactly how many? Who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons. How many?
Hundreds.
Exactly how many? 16,108 times 10.
161.
I thought you all were engineers. And performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of householder life. The Yadu dynasty belonged to the family descending from Soma, the moon god. Although the planetary systems are so arranged that the sun comes first before the moon, Parikshit Maharaj gave more respect to the dynasty of the moon god, the Soma Vamsha, because of the Yadu dynasty descending from the moon, Krishna had appeared. Because in the Yadava dynasty descending from the moon, Krishna had appeared. There are two different Kshatriya families of the royal order, one descending from the king of the moon planet and the other descending from the king of the sun. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, he generally appears in a Kshatriya family because he comes to establish religious principles and the life of righteousness. According to the Vedic system, the Kshatriya family is the protector of the human race. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Ramachandra, he appeared in the Surya Vamsha, the family descending from the sun god, and when he appeared as Lord Krishna, he did so in the Yadu dynasty, or the Yadu Vamsha, whose descent was from the moon god. In the ninth canto, 24th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a long list of the kings of the Yadu Vamsha. All the kings in both the Soma Vamsha and the Surya Vamsha were great and powerful. And Maharaj Parikshit praised them very highly. Ragnam Chobhaya Vamshanam Charitam Paramad Bhutam. Nonetheless, he wanted to hear more about the Soma Vamsha because that was the dynasty in which Krishna had appeared. The supreme abode of the Personality of Godhead Krishna is described in Brahma Samhita as the abode of Chintamani.
Chintamani prakadasad musu kalparviksha lakshavriteshu surabhira vipalayantam.
The Vrindavan Dham on this earth is a replica of that same abode. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8:20,
parastasmatubhavo nyo vyakto vyaktat sanatanaha yaksaksarveshabhuteshu nashyatsu navinashyati.
In the spiritual sky there is another eternal nature, transcendental to manifested and unmanifested matter. The manifested world can be seen in the form of many stars and planets such as the sun and moon, but beyond this is the unmanifested, which is imperceptible to those who are embodied. And beyond this unmanifested matter is the spiritual kingdom, which is described in Bhagavad Gita as supreme and eternal. That kingdom is never annihilated. Although material nature is subject to repeated creation and annihilation, that spiritual nature remains as it is eternally. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that spiritual nature, the spiritual world, is described as Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, or Vrajadham. Described as what? All together now. And if we wake you up at 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow night and we say, the spiritual nature, the spiritual world is described as? Correct. The elaborate description of the above-mentioned shloka from the 9th canto, Jato Gata Pitrigrihad, will be found here in the 10th canto. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Text 2. Yadosh Chitarama Shilasya Nitaram Muni Sattama Tatram Shi Navatirnasya Vishnur Viryani Shamsanaha. O best of Munis. Who is the best of Munis? You have also described the descendants of Yadu, who were very pious and strictly adherent to religious principles. Now, if you will, kindly describe the wonderful, glorious activities of Lord Vishnu, or Krishna, who appeared in that Yadu dynasty with Baladev, his plenary expansion. Purport. The Brahma Sanhita 5.1 explains that Krishna is the origin of the Vishnu Tattva. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has the eternal blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. Yasyaika nishvistakalamatavalambya jivanti loame vidlajajaka dandanata Vishnur mahansa iha yastikala vishesho govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. The Brahmas, the heads of the innumerable universes, live only for the duration of one breath of Mahavishnu. I worship Govinda, the original Lord, of whom Mahavishnu is but a portion of a plenary portion. Govinda Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Even Lord Mahavishnu, who by his breathing creates many millions upon millions of universes, is Lord Krishna's Kala Vishesha, or plenary portion of a plenary portion. Mahavishnu is a plenary expansion of Sankarsana, who is a plenary expansion of Narayan. Narayan is a plenary expansion of the Chaturvyuha, and the Chaturvyuha are plenary expansions of Baladev. Reverse engineering going on here. The first manifestation of Krishna. Therefore, when Krishna appeared with Baladev, all the Vishnu Tattvas appeared with him. Maharaj Parikshit requested Shukadeva Goswami to describe Krishna and his glorious activities. Another meaning may be derived from this verse as follows. Although Shukadeva Goswami was the greatest muni, he could describe Krishna only partially, amshena. For no one can describe Krishna fully. It is said that Anantadev has thousands of heads, but although he tries to describe Krishna with thousands of tongues, his descriptions are still incomplete. Text number 3. Avatirya yadorvamshe bhagavan bhuta bhavanaha
Kritavan yani vishvatma tani novada vistarat.
The Supersoul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the cause of the cosmic manifestation, appeared in the dynasty of Yadu. Please tell me elaborately about his glorious activities and character from the beginning to the end of his life. We're going to have to stay here 24 hours a day. Purport. In this verse, the word kritavan, yani, indicate that all the different activities Krishna performed while present on earth are beneficial to human society. Look up another verse in the 7th canto, 9th chapter, that says the same thing by Prahlad Maharshi's prayers. Within 2 minutes or less. If religionists, philosophers, and people in general simply hear the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. If religionists, philosophers, and people in general simply hear the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. This gives us a clue to why we're giving so much trouble to distributing the Krishna book, and why Prabhupada took so much trouble to print the Krishna book and put pictures in it and everything. What is that? I'll read you the sentence again. Listen to this. This is going to amaze and astound you. You'll never be the same after hearing it. If religionists, philosophers, and people in general simply hear the activities of Krishna, they will be liberated. Period. Full stop. End of sentence. We have described several times that there are two kinds of Krishna Katha, represented by Bhagavad Gita, spoken personally by Krishna about himself, and Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Shukadeva Goswami about the glories of Krishna. Anyone who becomes even slightly interested in Krishna Katha is liberated. Again, anyone who becomes even slightly interested in Krishna Katha is liberated. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhajet. Simply by chanting or repeating Krishna Katha, one is liberated from the contamination of Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised, Jari Dako Tare Koho Krishnupadesh. This is the mission of Krishna consciousness, to hear about Krishna and thus be liberated from material bondage. Time's up. 7:09:30, he says, Govindacharya. No, 7:09:13, he says. Very good, Govindacharya. Sarve hyami vidikarastava sattvadhamno brahmarayo vayam iveshana chodvijantaha shemaya bhutayutam sukhaya chasya vikriditam bhagavato ruchiravatarai sarve. All. He. Certainly. Ami. These. Vidikaraha. Executors of orders. Tava. Your. Sattvadamnaha, being always situated in the transcendental world. Brahma Adayaha, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma. Vayam, we. Iva, like. Isha, O my Lord. Na, not. Cha, and. Udvijanataha, Udvijantaha, who are afraid of your fearful appearance. Shemaya, for the protection. Bhutaye, for the increase. Uta, it is said. Atma Sukhaya, for personal satisfaction by such pastimes. Cha, also. Asya, of this material world. Vikriditam, manifested. Bhagavataha, of your lordship. Ruchira, very pleasing. Ruchira, very pleasing. Ruchira, very pleasing. Avatarahi, by your incarnations. Translation. O my Lord, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma are sincere servants of your lordship, who are situated in a transcendental position. Therefore, they are not like us, Prahlad Maharaj and his father, Demon Hiranyakashipu. Your appearance in this fearsome form is your pastime for your own pleasure. Such an incarnation is always meant for the protection and improvement of the universe. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to assert that his father and the other members of his family were all unfortunate because they were demoniac, whereas the devotees of the Lord are always fortunate because they are always ready to follow the orders of the Lord. When the Supreme Lord appears in this material world in his various incarnations, he performs two functions, saving the devotee and vanquishing the demon. Paritradaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Lord Nrsingadeva, for example, appeared for the protection of his devotee. Such pastimes as those of Nrsingadeva are certainly not meant to create a fearful situation for the devotees. But nonetheless, the devotees, being very simple and faithful, were afraid of the fierce incarnation of the Lord. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, in the following prayer, requests the Lord to give up his anger. Back to the 10th canto. Nivrtatarsha rupagiyamana Vavaushadachchotra manobirama Kautamashloka gunanuvada Puman virajeta vinapashugna. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? Purport. In India, it is the practice among the general populace to hear about Krishna either from Bhagavad Gita or from Srimad Bhagavatam in order to gain relief from the disease of repeated birth and death. Although India is now fallen, when there is a message that someone will speak about Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, thousands of people still gather to hear. This verse indicates, however, that such recitation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam must be done by persons completely freed from material desires, nivritta tarshai. Everyone within this material world, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant, is full of material desires for sense gratification, and everyone is busy in sense gratification. But when thus engaged, one cannot fully understand the value of Krishna Katha, either in the form of Bhagavad Gita or in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from liberated persons, this hearing will certainly free us from the bondage of material activities. But hearing Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by a professional reciter cannot actually help us achieve liberation. Krishna Katha is very simple. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As he himself explains, Matak paratanam yan nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya. O Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Bhagavad Gita 7.7. Simply by understanding this fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become a liberated person. But, especially in this age, because people are interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita from unscrupulous persons who depart from the simple presentation of Bhagavad Gita and distort it for their personal satisfaction, they fail to derive the real benefit. There are big scholars, politicians, philosophers, and scientists who speak on Bhagavad Gita in their own polluted way, and people in general hear from them, being uninterested in hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a devotee. A devotee is one who has no other motive for reciting Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam than to serve the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore advised us to hear the glories of the Lord from a realized person. Bhagavata paro divya bhagavata stane. Unless one is personally a realized soul in the science of Krishna consciousness, a neophyte should not approach him to hear about the Lord, for this is strictly prohibited by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who quotes from the Padma Purana together. Avaishnava mukun girnam putam harikatam ratam shravana naiva kartavyam sharpochishtam yataparyaha. One more time. Avaishnava mukun girnam putam harikatam ratam Shravana naiva kartavyam sarpo chishtam yatapaya. One more time. Avaishnava makon kirnam putam harikatamratam. Shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpo chishtam yatapaya. One should avoid hearing from a person not situated in Vaishnava behavior. A Vaishnava is nivritta trishna, that is, he has no material purpose, for his only purpose is to preach Krishna consciousness. So-called scholars, philosophers, and politicians exploit the importance of Bhagavad Gita by distorting its meaning for their own purposes. Therefore, this verse warns that Krishna Katha should be recited by a person who is a nivritta trishna. Shukadeva Goswami epitomizes the proper reciter for Srimad Bhagavatam and Parikshit Maharaj, who purposefully left his kingdom and family prior to meeting death, epitomizes the person fit to hear it. A qualified reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right medicine, bhavaushadi, for the conditioned souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to train qualified preachers to recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world, so that people in general, in all parts of the world, may take advantage of this movement and thus be relieved of the threefold miseries of material existence. The instructions of Bhagavad Gita and the descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam are so pleasing that almost anyone suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence will desire to hear the glories of the Lord from these books and thus benefit on the path of liberation. Two classes of men, however, will never be interested in hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam: those who are determined to commit suicide and those determined to kill cows and other animals for the satisfaction of their own tongues. Although such persons may make a show of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam at a Bhagavat Saptaha, this is but another creation of the karmis, who cannot derive any benefit from such a performance. The word pashugnat is important in this connection. Pashugna means butcher. Persons fond of performing ritualistic ceremonies for elevation to the higher planetary systems must offer sacrifices, yajñas, by killing animals. Lord Buddhadev therefore rejected the authority of the Vedas because his mission was to stop animal sacrifices, which are recommended in Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Nindasi yajñavidhe ahaha shruti jatam sadaya hridaya darshita pushugatam keshavadhrita buddha sharira jaya jagadishahare jaya jagadishahare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Gita Govinda. Even though animal sacrifices are sanctioned in Vedic ceremonies, men who kill animals for such ceremonies are considered butchers. Butchers cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness, for they are already materially allured. Their only interest lies in developing comforts for their temporary body. Together, Bhogaishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Prahita Chetasam Vyavasayatmika Bhuti Samadhauna Vidyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Bhagavad Gita 2:44. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Shuniya Visha Kainu. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious and who therefore does not engage in the service of the Lord is also Pashugna, for he is willingly drinking poison. Such a person cannot be interested in Krishna Katha because he still has a desire for material sense gratification. He is not Nivritta Trishna. As it is said, Traivarki Khas Te Purusha Vimukha Hari Medasaha. Those who are interested in Trivargya, that is, in Dharma, Artha, and Kama, are religious for the sake of achieving a material position, which is to gain better facilities for sense gratification. Such persons are killing themselves by willingly keeping themselves in the cycle of birth and death. They cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness. For Krishna Katha, topics about Krishna consciousness. There must be a speaker and a hearer, both of whom can be interested in Krishna consciousness if they are no longer interested in material topics. One can actually see how this attitude automatically develops in persons who are Krishna conscious. Although the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement are quite young men, they no longer read materialistic newspapers, magazines, and so on, for they are no longer interested in such topics. Nivritta tarshai. They completely give up the bodily understanding of life. For topics concerning Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master speaks and the disciple hears with attention. Unless both of them are free from material desires, they cannot be interested in topics of Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master and disciple do not need to understand anything more than Krishna, because simply by understanding Krishna and talking about Krishna, one becomes a perfectly learned person. Yasmin vignate sarvam evam vignatam bhavati. The Lord sits within everyone's heart, and by the grace of the Lord, the devotee receives instructions directly from the Lord Himself, who says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya cham bridishani vishto mataksmitir gyanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarve ahameva vedyo vedanta krit veda vedeva chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and for me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Krishna consciousness is so exalted that one who is perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness under the direction of a spiritual master is fully satisfied by reading Krishna Katha as found in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other Vedic literatures. Since merely talking about Krishna is so pleasing, we can simply imagine how pleasing it is to render service to Krishna. When discourses on Krishna Katha take place between a liberated spiritual master and his disciple, others also sometimes take advantage of hearing these topics and also benefit. These topics are the medicine to stop the repetition of birth and death, the cycle of repeated birth and death, by which one takes on different bodies again and again, is called bhava or bhava roga. If anyone willingly or unwillingly hears Krishna Katha, his bhava roga, the disease of birth and death, will certainly stop. Therefore, Krishna Katha is called bhavaushadha, the remedy to stop the repetition of birth and death. Karmis, or persons attached to material sense enjoyment, generally cannot give up their material desires, but Krishna Katha is such a potent medicine that if one is induced to hear Krishna Katha, look up induced, he will certainly be freed from this disease. A practical example is Dhruva Maharaj, who at the end of his tapasya was fully satisfied. When the Lord wanted to give Dhruva a benediction, Dhruva refused it. Swamin kritartos mi varam nayache. My dear Lord, he said, I am fully satisfied. I do not ask for any benediction for material sense gratification. We actually see that even young boys and girls in the Krishna conscious movement have given up their long practice of bad habits like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, because Krishna consciousness is so potent that it gives them full satisfaction. They are no longer interested in material sense gratification. Again, Krishna Katha is called Bhavaushadi, the remedy to stop the repetition of birth and death. Karmis, or persons attached to material sense enjoyment, generally cannot give up their material desires, but Krishna Katha is such a potent medicine that if one is induced to hear Krishna Katha, he will certainly be freed from this material disease. And the meaning of induce means.
Induce is a verb which means succeed in persuading or influencing someone to do something. Second meaning is bring about or give rise to something. Then the origin is late Middle English. Formerly it was also called enduce, like E-N-D-U-C-E. from the Latin inducere, which means lead in, and or also from French endure. And it says compare with the word endue, and the origin of the word endue also means to provide with quality or ability to do something. And the origin of endue is late Middle English, and it says also in the sense induct into an ecclesiastical living. And ecclesiastical living is relating to the Christian church or its clergy, so somehow it gets connected to Krishna.
I'll read the sentence again. Therefore, Krishna Katha is called Bhavaushada, the remedy to stop the repetition of birth and death. Karmis, or persons attached to material sense enjoyment, generally cannot give up their material desires, but Krishna Katha is such a potent medicine that if one is induced to hear Krishna Kirtan, he will certainly be freed from this disease. That bodes well for the Krishna consciousness movement, doesn't it? Because it's not so easy to convince people wholesale to do certain things, but the medicine is so potent that when we induce people to hear it by making an attractive presentation of Krishna consciousness so they hear the holy names, the medicine goes in their ears and then their hearts, and then there's a transformation. Transformation takes place. Can you think of anywhere else that this is mentioned? The way in which when people hear Srimad Bhagavatam or Hare Krishna Kirtan, that there's a transformation in their hearts. Yes, Govinda. Yes? He raised his hand first. Hey Govinda.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhi iditam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvigranantiya buridajana.
Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam shravana mangalam
kavibhi iditam srimadatatam
shravana mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvigrinantiye Buddhija. Yes, please tell us about the verse. It's back from, left of the room.
It's from Gopi Gita. It's from Gopi Gita, 11th canto. Gopis are men. Are actually praying to the Lord that your kathamrit satisfies the living entities, tapta jivanam, kavibhi iditam. So the knowledgeable scholars have spoken about it, kalma shapaham, so it destroys the miseries, shavana mangalam, it provides auspiciousness by hearing. And Srimad Atatam, Srimad auspiciousness, Atatam, I think till death, till the end, I think you should hear it, something like that, I'm not sure. Bhuvi Granantiye Bhurida Jana, who actually, who chant this, are the biggest givers, they are the biggest charity givers, Bhurida Jana, Bhurida.
Thank you very much. I'm surprised that the verse hasn't appeared though on the... Usually whenever we start saying a verse, it appears on the screen. It's like magically. But I didn't see Tavakatamritam. I think it was to give Govinda Prabhu a chance. But it would be nice to look at it. 10:31:9. Can make that your passcode. 10:31:9. Tavakatamritam. 10:31:9. Within 7 seconds or less. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam srimaratatam bhuvigranantiye Buddhida Jana. Translation. The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. King Prataparuja recited this verse to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra festival while the Lord was resting in a garden. King Prataparuja humbly entered and began massaging his legs and lotus feet. Then the king recited the 31st chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the songs of the gopis. It's amazing that he recited it, because it's not like he was an iPhone or something. You know, what a great devotee he was that he was able to recite that whole chapter. The songs of the gopis. The Chaitanya Charitamrita relates that when Lord Chaitanya heard this verse beginning Tavakatamritam, he immediately arose in ecstatic love and embraced King Prataparudra. The incident is described in detail in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 14.4 through 18. In his edition, Srila Prabhupada has given extensive commentary on it. It would be really nice to see that, Madhya 14.4 through 18. I don't know if there's any opportunity, but if it did arise, the opportunity to see Madhya Lila 14.4 through 18. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmashapanam Shavana Mangalam Sri Maratatam Bhuvigrinandiye Buddhidajana. I don't know if it's 7 seconds or less. Seven minutes or less we'll go for. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavirbiriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam srimaratatam bhuvigrinantiye buddhidajana e mato prabhur achema pramira abeshe hena kali prataparuja Kaila Praveshe. Keep going. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparudra entered the garden. Down. Following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. Now he entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava. Purport. Sometimes members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, especially in the Western countries, find it difficult to approach people to distribute books because they are unfamiliar with the traditional saffron robes of the devotees. The devotees have therefore inquired whether they can wear European and American dress before the general public. From the instructions given to Maharaj Prataparudra by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, we can understand that we may change our dress in any way to facilitate our service. When our members change their dress to meet the public or to introduce our books, they are not breaking the devotional principles. The real principle is to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, and if one has to change into regular Western dress for this purpose, there should be no objection. No objection. Next. Down. Maharaj Prataparudra was so humble that with folded hands he first took permission from all the devotees. Then with great courage he fell down and touched the lotus feet of the Lord. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lay on the raised platform with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion, the king, very expertly began to massage his legs. The king began to recite verses about the Rasa Lila from Srimad Bhagavatam. He recited the chapter beginning with the words, Jayati Te Dikam. Purport, these verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 31, constitute what is known as the Gopi Gita. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limits. Let's see the Bengali for that. And he said again and again, go on reciting, go on reciting. Shunete shunete prabhura shantosh apar. Bhalo bhalo bhali prabhu bhali bhar bhar. Where's Shyamalangi? She's gone. Okay. Shunate shunate, by hearing Prabhura of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, santosh apar, great satisfaction, balo balo, go on reciting, bali, saying, Prabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bale, says, bar bar, again and again. Where is she? Oh, you're Bengali too? Now you tell me. Let's hear it.
Shunite means to hear.
No, just recite the verse.
Shunite shunite prabhura shantosh apar. Bhalo bhalo boli prabhu bole bar bar.
Haribo! When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limits. And he said again and again, go on reciting, go on reciting. So this is the sign of advancement in Krishna consciousness. There is no other sign. That one becomes pleased to hear about Krishna when the topic comes up. And such a person will also insert him or herself into every situation that he or she can in order to hear Krishna katha. It's as much an addiction as Facebook or any other kind of substance abuse that one can become involved in. One becomes addicted to Krishna katha and becomes pleased upon hearing this. This is substantiated, that when I say this, I mean this premise that advancement of Krishna consciousness is measured by how much one is pleased beyond limits to hear Krishna katha. In the third canto, when Lord Kapiladev describes devotional service in the mode of, find the verse, in the mode of ignorance, passion, and then goodness. And then he says, beyond that comes the devotional service which is transcendental. And he gives the following description of the transcendental state of devotional service, beginning with the words, what is it? No. 329.11, please. 329.11 and 12. This is a very important verse, and in fact, it's included in the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. Okay. I'll say, please repeat. Madguna shuti matrena. Mai sarva guhashaye. Mano gatir evichchinna. Yata gangam baso mudau. Lakshanam bhakti yogasya. Nyugunasya hyutaritam. Ahaituki avyavahita. Ya bhakti purushottame. Translation. The manifestation of unadulterated devotional service is exhibited when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in everyone's heart. Just as the water of the Ganges flows naturally towards the sea, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. Purport. The basic principle of this unadulterated pure devotional service is love of Godhead. Madguna Shruti Matrena means just after hearing about the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These qualities are called nirguna. The Supreme Lord is uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. Therefore, he is attractive to the pure devotee. There is no need to practice meditation to attain such attraction. The pure devotee is already in the transcendental stage. And the affinity between him and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is natural and is compared to the Ganges water flowing towards the sea. The flow of the Ganges water cannot be stopped by any condition. Similarly, a pure devotee's attraction for the transcendental name, form, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord cannot be stopped by any material condition. The word avichinna, without interruptions, is very important in this connection. No material condition can stop the flow of devotional service of a pure devotee. The word ahaituki means without reason. A pure devotee does not render loving service to the Personality of Godhead for any cause or for any benefit, material or spiritual. This is the first symptom of unalloyed devotion. Anyabhilashita shunyam. He has no desire to fulfill by rendering devotional service. Such devotional service is meant for the Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and not for anyone else. Sometimes pseudo-devotees show devotion to many demigods, thinking the forms of the demigods to be the same as the Supreme Personality of Godhead's form. It is specifically mentioned herein, however, that bhakti, devotional service, is meant only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. For who? Vishnu or Krishna, not for anyone else. Avyavihita means without cessation. A pure devotee must engage in the service of the Lord 24 hours a day. How often?
24 hours.
Without cessation. His life is so molded that every minute and every second he engages in some sort of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another meaning of the word avyavihita is that the interest of the devotee and the interest of the Supreme Lord are on the same level. The devotee has no interest but to fulfill the transcendental desire of the Supreme Lord. Such spontaneous service under the Supreme Lord is transcendental and is never contaminated by the modes of nature. These are the symptoms of pure devotional service, which is free from all contamination of material nature. Look at the verse again. Madguna shuti matrena. Mai sarva guhashaye manogatira vichina yata gangam basom budao lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hitaritam haituki avyavatita yabhakti purushottame. We'll take some reflections from the morning so far. It's been an eventful morning. And any reflections you have? Yes, Prashant. Here comes the mic.
Hare Krishna, Babaji. Thank you for the lecture. A couple of things really I was able to relate to. So I would like to repeat this canto. I think we read the part of it, but I want to repeat this. I think the canto is 12.3.5.1 in Srimad Bhagavatam. It goes like this. Kaled dosa nide rajan astihi eko mahaguna kirtannad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajet. Translation actually. This is talking about how you can go to the supreme planet param rajet simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is so simple for people like me. And at the end of the purport, he also talks about how one can become purified of all material contamination and return home back to Godhead. And he kind of smashes all the doubt, saying there is no doubt about this. And I think you also pointed out in some few lectures ago about a verse in Upadeshamrita, right? So this is talking about what happens if you chant, right? And the other thing is, if you don't use your tongue in glorifying the Lord, you get entangled. Vacho Vegam, right? So I was thinking how all these scriptures are perfectly tied and they make sense.
You must be interested in going back to God.
Thank you so
much. Otherwise, you wouldn't have thought of it. Param Vajet, it's a very interesting phrase, Param Vajet. Go to the Supreme. And in this verse today, Nivrittartharshudupa Giyamana Bhavausharas Chotra Manobirama, we hear that some people aren't interested. You could say, Param Vrajet, go back to Godhead. And it's like, no, thank you, not interested. It doesn't penetrate because their heart has not been cultivated yet. It's still hard like a stone. And such a person is interested in the material world, vitally interested, thinking that my real fortune lies here. And one who takes some time to associate with devotees, either they're induced to hear Krishna Katha, and then gradually their hearts begin to change, and then they come in contact and voluntarily associate, and then a transformation takes part in their hearts, where they become more and more interested in the topics of Krishna and in going back home, back to Godhead. And also, they begin to see the material world as a barren place, except for the fact that it's engageable in Krishna service. And when that happens, then Param Vrajat, this idea of going to the Supreme, becomes completely attractive. And then finding out the means to do that becomes the fascination of the devotee, and hearing more and more then brings the person naturally to the higher levels of devotional service, which are described in this verse. Thank you. And that is an important verse. Akurnath Prabhu.
I was thinking that it seems almost contradictory that you have the speaker and the hearer have to be Nivritta Trishni, and yet if we can induce someone to hear, then they become liberated and they become Nivritta Trishni. So it seems like Srila Prabhupada is on one hand saying unless one is liberated, they won't have any attraction. And on the other hand, he's saying that if someone can somehow or another be induced to hear, then he will become liberated.
Yes, you know, we've studied frequently in this class the Namashtakam by Rupa Goswami. If we could see that on the board, that would be a miracle. We hear the third verse. Yadabaso pyujan kavalita bhava dvanta vibhavod drisham tatvandanam api dishati bhakti pranayinim. Third verse. Unamas. Moichido. Ekor. Yadabaso pyujan kavalita bhava dvanta vibhavod. Drisham tatvandanam api dishati bhakti pranayinim. Janastasyo datam jagati bhagavan nama tarane. Krite te nirvaktum ka iha mahimanam prabhavati. O Son of the Holy Name, even a dim glimmer of your splendor swallows the powerful darkness of materialistic life and gives those who are blind to the truth the vision to follow the path of pure devotional service. Who in this world, even if learned and pious, can fully describe your transcendental glories? Drisham tat vandanam api dishati bhakti pranayinim. Even the person who is blind to the truth can experience bhakti. And at the same time, it's given in the Srimad Bhagavatam that as we're preaching Krishna consciousness, we have to be careful to avoid those who are envious. Although I saw the other day, and when we were in Los Angeles for the Rath Yatra, Savas Prabhu, who's a lifelong preacher, his whole life is molded around how to expand Krishna consciousness all over Los Angeles and the world. And he has one of the premier centers in all of ISKCON. He's such a stalwart. Before that, he was in Denver, Colorado, and first time I met him was on Sankirtan. We used to distribute books together in the Atlanta airport. He and his partner, not to divert too much from the point, but he had, at the time, the newsletter was measured by the best 2 days out of three on the weekend. He and his partner in book distribution in Atlanta, Chardation of Prabhu, we would go as the BBT party and be stationed at various places around mostly in North America. And so I was stationed there with Suradas, my old buddy, and we weren't officially part of the Atlanta Temple or any other temple. We were part of the BBT party. We had been embedded in temples in order to try to train the devotees and things. But of course, Savas and Chardation didn't need any training. And when we were there, they would leave on Friday morning just after Mangalarti and the Nisringa prayers were going on to get to the airport early, because the best 2 days out of three meant they'd be there practically 24 hours during one of the days to rack up their scores. And Sir and I couldn't go with them because they had an advantage by being part of the temple. So we'd have to wait, and we'd watch them going down the driveway. By the time we get there, a lot of people already had books in the airport. We'd have to play catch up. What point was I making anyway? Huh? Oh yeah. So Savas Prabhu was mentioning in his announcements before the Rath Yatra festival that our friends, he kept referring to our friends, it's a group of Christians who come every year, and they have a strong message for the world, and that is that there's this compelling need to surrender to Christ and, you know, dedicate one's faith and love to Christ. And if not, then the consequences are dire. It's just a summary of their message. And in any case, they waited this year until the crossroads between Santa Monica and where Venice Beach starts. So they're all there waiting, and with their huge signs, and they had lots of things to say. But Savas was saying, you know, every year they speak a lot of Krishna Katha, because they're there saying, Krishna is this, Krishna is that, you Krishnas are this and that. One remembers Shishupal and how he was given credit by the likes of Haridas Thakur and others for saying Krishna's name, even though it was out of derision, they get benefit. And also, the GBC there, Bhajanarayan Prabhu Maharaj, points out that oftentimes after they would follow the whole festival and try to assert themselves as much as possible during the festival and their particular message, that they would also then go to the prasadam booth and take prasadam. They'd be lined up there. Even the man in the cow suit, he wears a cow suit and says, oh, people are starving in India because they don't eat cows and so forth. And then he'd be there eating prasadam afterwards. And then this year, after the festival, we noticed on Facebook a picture of our very own Garuda Prabhu, one of the great souls of ISKCON, with arm in arm around the head Christian. And then behind him are the signs that say, turn or burn, you're going to hell, and everything like that. And there they are, both smiling, like, Hare Krishna. So one can never fathom the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the holy names when going in public. We have to be careful not to agitate people who are averse, and we're enjoined to avoid them in the verse, Ishvare Tedadineshu. Nonetheless, it spills over, Akurnath Prabhu with a rejoinder.
Okay, now it is. I think it's the next verse in the Rupa Goswami's Nama Ashtakam that says, Yadanada Rad Api Munagurjiritam Nikilogratapa Patalim Vilumpasi. That even if one chants disrespectfully, it will destroy as many extreme sufferings.
Yet Brahma Sakshat Kritinishchayapi. You had it. Keep going back. There it is. Ya Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishchayapi Vinashamayati Vinana Bogai Apaiti Nama Spurarena Tate Prarabdha Karmeti Viroti Vedaha.
Try the next verse.
Could you read the okay, yeah, next one?
Yad Anadaran. Oh, it's the second verse. I'm sorry. Go back to.
No. Oh, yeah, it's the second verse.
Twam anadaradapi manam.
Jayanamadeya munivrindageya he janaranjanaya paramakshara krite
Tumanadarada Pimana Gudiritam Nikilogratapa Patalimba Limpasi. Translation, please, Karuna.
O Harinama, all glories to you. Sung by all the sages, you are the supreme combination of syllables, and you bring transcendental bliss to everyone. If a person utters you but once, even disrespectfully, still you relieve his many extreme sufferings.
So, one can also improve one's presentation of Krishna consciousness so that people who are generally not interested in Krishna consciousness may be interested on another level and then open their hearts. It is not that we should take it because we have a potent medicine and we're asked to induce people to take the medicine, that we shouldn't also try to present it in such a way that their minds and hearts will open to it. That's why we go to so much trouble when we go for our Kirtan Oasis programs, to present a scene that will be attractive to people that want to come in and be part of it, and they're open to it. So both things are there. I remember that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Prakashananda Saraswati in the Mayavadis, he presented himself in a very humble way, so much so that the Mayavadis, headed by Prakashananda, took him by the hand and asked him to sit in a higher seat rather than one that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had chosen for himself, which was in a very lowly place in the assembly. And Mahaprabhu himself had said, I'm from a low class of sannyasis. I shouldn't sit with you or higher than you. And he actually sat in the place where people washed their feet. And when Prakashananda Saraswati reached out and grabbed his hand, Prabhupada mentions that he got agyata sukriti. And it was because of the way that Mahaprabhu presented himself. And that gave an opening for Prakashananda and the Mayavadis to hear from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, besides the fact that he showed his effulgence as well. And in that section, Srila Prabhupada writes that we should not make people inimical, because they're already inimical. So we shouldn't make them more inimical towards us. So we have to be careful that we don't... we should be careful not to think that because we have potent medicine and we should induce people to chant Hare Krishna, we should simply cram it down their throats or force it upon them. The entire presentation Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made by changing into sannyas dress and so forth was to make it easier for people to appreciate on a material level who he was and what he was doing, so that they could more deeply take the holy name. So this is a balancing point, that although the medicine is there and it's fully potent, it's important for people to be open to it as much as possible when we present it, so that they can get the greatest benefit from it.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class. One point that stuck with me as I was driving and listening to your class, both me and my daughter were sitting at the back. She was listening intently as well. And the point was the religionists, the philosophers, and also the ordinary man, they all can, if they just develop a little taste to hear Krishna Katha, will be liberated. This was mentioned in the purport, and my daughter immediately asked me the meaning, what it said. I said, just hold on to it. Maharaj is explaining. And when you explained the meaning, she asked me the meaning of liberated. And just after that, you mentioned how the book distributors are going and giving out the books. And I was watching in the rearview mirror, and she was looking at me and smiling and nodding while listening intently to the class. So thank you very much.
That scene is impressed upon my heart now. You're driving down the road with your daughter listening. It's why we maintain the center also, so that people have an opportunity to come and see Krishna and to smell the incense and the flowers and the oils offered to Krishna and to hear about Krishna and the association devotees. Prabhupada's desire was to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, and the way he did it was to set up places where people could come and easily hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna's name and then become liberated. So this upcoming Janmashtami is on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. This is a great opportunity to invite people from all over Silicon Valley, because it's possible for people to get so busy, even if they believe in God, even if they're devotees of Krishna, they can become so busy that they could skip Janmashtami, especially if it's on a Tuesday, right? And then it's possible the next year to skip another Janmashtami, because I skipped it last year, I'll do it again. Is it possible for them to skip 5 in a row? 10? 20? 50? 100? And life goes by very quickly, so it's a and even if one gets one opportunity to come into the association of devotees in the rarefied atmosphere of Janmashtami, then one's life can be turned and one can go in a different trajectory. And we see this. We see faces of people we haven't seen ever that show up and are very happy to sit here for hours and simply hear the holy names, Krishna Katha, and just gaze upon Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan and Mahaprabhu. So all of you are working very hard to get ready for the Janmashtami and also going out to distribute books. And hearing these verses is meant to fortify us so that we understand the purpose behind what we're doing, the reason we're doing. This life will be over in a blink of an eye. And as we're leaving this world, we have... there's great forces that are at play, and unless one has practiced throughout one's lifetime to remember Krishna in all kinds of adverse situations in life, one won't be prepared for that. So the hard work that we're all doing, the tribulations that you have to undergo even as you continue your devotional service, are completely worth it and worthy. So we'll get ready for Janmashtami. We have distributed all 10,000 flyers so far. So we can print in another 10,000, perhaps, and maybe get 20,000 out. And we'll put a full push to let the entire area of Silicon Valley know what we're doing coming up on Tuesday. And now we're going to have a Guru Puja. Worshipping our founder, Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming here today for a pre-Janmashtami hearing and chanting session, just to get warmed up. Gaur Premanande Haribo! Vanchakopadurvishcha Kripasindabhivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. I'd like everyone to turn to the camera and acknowledge everyone who joined us online today by saying Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. We know you're out there, and we deeply appreciate that you tuned in. Hare Krishna. Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman. Hey, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman, Nachari Armarman.